Salic that they have in France, or should not, bar us in our claim. And God forbid, my dear and faithful lord, that you should fashion rest or bow your reading, or nicely charge your understanding soul with opening titles miscreate, whose right suits not in native colours with the truth. For God doth know how many now in health shall drop their blood in approbation of what your reverence shall incite us to. Therefore take heed how you imporn our person, how you awake our sleeping sword of war. We charge you, in the name of God, take heed. For never two such kingdoms did contend without much fall of blood, whose guiltless drops are every one a woe, a sore complaint against him whose wrongs gives edge unto the swords that make such waste in brief mortality. Under this conjuration speak, my lord, for we will hear, note, and believe in heart that what you speak is in your conscience washed as pure as sin with baptism.
Then hear me, gracious sovereign, and you peers that owe yourselves, your lives, and services to this imperial throne. There is no bar to make against your highness' claim to France, but this, which they produce from Pharamond. In terram salicam mulieres ne succedant. No woman shall succeed in Salic land, which Salic land the French unjustly gloze to be the realm of France, and Pharamond the founder of this law and female bar. Yet their own authors faithfully affirm that the land Salic is in Germany, between the floods of Sala and of Elbe, where Charles the Great, having subdued the Saxons, there left behind and settled certain French, who, holding in disdain the German women for some dishonest manners of their life, established then this law, to wit, no female should be inheritrix in Salic land, which Salic, as I said, twixt Elbe and Sala, is at this day in Germany, called Meissen. Then doth it well appear the Salic law was not devised for the realm of France, nor did the French possess the Salic land until 421 years after defunction of King Pharamond, idly supposed the founder of this law, who died within the year of our redemption, 426. And Charles the Great subdued the Saxons and did seat the French beyond the river Sala in the year 805. Besides, their writers say King Pepin, which deposed Childeric, did as heir general, being descended of Blithild, which was daughter to King Clothair, make claim and title to the crown of France. Hugh Capet also, who usurped the crown of Charles the Duke of Lorraine, sole heir male of the true line on stock of Charles the Great, to fine his title with some shows of truth, though in pure truth it was corrupt and naught, conveyed himself as the heir to the Lady Lingard, daughter to Charlemagne, who was the son to Louis the Emperor, and Louis the son of Charles the Great. Also King Louis the Ninth, who was sole heir to the usurper Capet, could not keep quiet in his conscience, wearing the crown of France, till satisfied that fair Queen Isabel, his grandmother, was lineal of the Lady Ermengarde, daughter to Charles, the foresaid Duke of Lorraine, by the which marriage the line of Charles the Great was reunited to the crown of France. So that, as clear as is the summer sun, King Pepin's title and Hugh Capet's claim, King Louis his satisfaction, all appear to hold in right and title of the female. So do the kings of France unto this day. Howbeit, they would hold up this Salic law to bar your highness claiming from the female, and rather choose to hide them in a net than amply to embar their crooked titles, usurped from you and your progenitors.
May I with right and conscience make this claim?
The sin upon my head, dread sovereign. For in the Book of Numbers is it writ, when the man dies, let the inheritance descend unto the daughter. Gracious Lord, stand for your own. Unwind your bloody flag. Look back into your mighty ancestors. Go, my dread Lord, to your great-grandsire's tomb, from whom you claim. Invoke.